Drunk Francis Dugan, great win for the Donegal Junior League through to the semi-final of the Oscar Traynor Trophy, and in the end it was a well-deserved victory.
Oh yeah, it was a well-deserved victory. Like at the start of the game, you're just wanting to be in, you know, in the next round. I thought Leinster Senior League really played well. They really gave us a lot to think about. Again, we let them have the ball. They had the ball, and we were trying to hit them, you know, on the break. And like if we took our chances, that game's out of sight. Like we could have had a big score there today, but. You know, there was a couple of the boys that were sweating on their fitness before the game, and Eddie O'Reilly was one of them. And I think if fit and sharp, Eddie O'Reilly's going to score two or three goals there. He got in the possessions, but he's just, you know, he hasn't played a game in a few weeks. He had a hamstring injury, so he didn't put them away now. But we're delighted we got the goals we did. Like, we could have got a few more and made it a wee bit easier on ourselves. But again, we switched off for a wee bit, and the same as the Inishowen game up in McGinn Park, we conceded two goals pretty quickly. We have big characters in that team, and they were able to, you know, take the game by the scruff of the neck again, and, you know, lead us on and get the result we needed. Like, so, you know, delighted to be through.
And Blake Forkin making a penalty save in the first half, you know, had that gone in, well, who knows, it could have been quite a different game.
Oh, 100%. Like, it was a big moment in the game. You know, we were sloppy in possession, and they broke, and they got a penalty out of it, and Blake pulled off a great save, brilliant save, and we followed it in. We got the rebound away, and within a couple of minutes we were ahead. Like, so it's a big turning point, but again, that's the level that these lads are playing at, so you're expecting stuff like that to happen. Now, Blake nearly got to the penalty in the second half as well. He was just unlucky, it just kind of, wee bit more power than his hand could cope with, like, but... That was a big moment in the first half, him saving that, and then we went up the pitch and scored pretty soon after it. Now, they were a really good team. I think if they got ahead, they would have given us a right headache. We would have had to take the game to them, and, you know, they had loads of pace and energy there. They might have given us, you know, a few scares, but thankfully it went the way it did.
Now, when they got back to 2-2, having been in a good position 2-0 up, a couple of minutes later it was 2-2, and the next goal was going to be vital, and not for the first time, Paul Boyle scoring, and it was a great header.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, that's, you know, we have threats all over the pitch from set pieces, from open play and everything, and, you know, we targeted that, but a lot of our set pieces today, actually, you know, Joel had a great delivery, but we'd have rather maybe an in-swinger to test the keeper. A lot of the corners that we got, you know, were kind of out-swinging corners. But luckily, Yank got on one of them, and it was a bullet header into the net, you know, to put us 3-2 up, and that was minutes after they went 2-2. Like, so, you know, it was real, you know, it was knife-edge stuff at that stage, but that put us back in command. And I think we took control of the game then, and we could have got quite a few more near the end of the game. We were totally in control. We changed the shape a wee bit, and we got to grips with midfield, and, you know, they ran out of ideas, and they started to kind of get a wee bit cranky towards the end and all there. Like, so it was a good finish for us now.
And great credit. I mean, the fourth goal was just a couple of minutes after the third one, a long-range effort, and credit to Joel Gorman.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, some people were saying, oh, he got lucky with that. But, like, Joel has that in his locker. Eddie O'Reilly has things like that in his locker. Eddie nearly scored a snapshot minutes into the second half. That would have been a worldie. Like, you know, these lads have that in their locker, so they're always going to try it. It might not always come off, but when it comes off, it looks good, and thankfully it came off today. Keeper probably wasn't expecting him to have a go there, but he's fully confident in his own ability, and, you know, he went for it, and luckily it ended up on the net, and great goal for us, and that really knocked the stuffing out of them, because they still had a wee bit of spark about them at 3-2, but that really put them on the back foot then. So,
and finally, there was a little bit of confusion about who you play in the semi-final, but as far as you're aware, it's the Waterford League, and it's going to be at a neutral venue.
Yeah, there was a, you know, we were kind of gauging it. Communication doesn't be great in these type of competitions, so we're gauging it in an online website. We thought that, you know, there was a kind of a pyramid for the semi-final and the final and all that there. But we just found out at full-time there that there was a draw actually made maybe during the week or something there. So we actually have the Waterford League now, and we play them in a neutral venue. It's down for Easter Sunday. So we're probably going to have to look and see. That's not an ideal date. I don't know who makes these decisions. Like, it's crazy. Like, even to Easter Sunday, even to have to travel across the country, like, you know, and your third venue is probably going to be in Dublin. Like, you're meeting parades and whatnot. Like, it just doesn't make sense. So hopefully we can get that changed to a day that suits everybody a bit better. But look, we'll be ready for it, and take a good team to get the better of us.